Dies the Fire by S. M. Sterling. Narrated by Todd McLaren. Copyright 2004 by S. M. Sterling. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with S. M. Sterling and Scoville Chichak Galen Literary Agency, Inc., and was produced in the year 2008 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. Boise Municipal Airport, Idaho, Tuesday, March 17, 1998, 6:15 p.m., RMT. Change, minus 1 hour. Michael Havel pulled his battered 4x4 into the employees' parking lot, locked up, and swung his just-in-case gear out of the back, the strap of the pack over one shoulder and the gun case on the other. It was a raw, early spring Idaho afternoon, with the temperature in the low 50s. The light had a cool, bleaky, clear quality, as if you could cut yourself on the blue of the sky. He walked quickly across to the door marked Steelhead Air Taxi and opened it with three fingers and an elbow, whistling a Kevin Welch tune under his breath. Inside, he set the gear down in a couple of chairs. The all-up weight was nearly 80 pounds, and opened his heavy sheepskin jacket, stuffing his knit cap in one pocket. That left his black hair ruffled the way it always did, and he smoothed it down with the palms of both hands. The air here smelled a bit of burned fuel and oil, which couldn't be helped around an airport. "You said the boss man had something for me, Melly?" he asked the secretary, as he went to the pot on the table in the corner and poured himself a cup. The coffee was Steelhead Air Taxi standard, oily, bitter, and burnt, with iridescent patches of God knew...